This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. This morning, we hear from a Honolulu businessman about weathering the economic turmoil in Hong Kong. We first talked to Johnson Choi in the fall as he was heading to Hong Kong to connect with his customers who were dealing with a drop in business due to the political protests in the city.
Because we were selling California wine to Hong Kong, and the protests in Hong Kong since June 2019 has been hitting all the retail business in Hong Kong. So we talked to the vendor. The vendor say they are not sure the sales will pick up, and they're hoping maybe Chinese New Year will pick up. So they said, well, maybe I should go to Hong Kong to talk to them and see how we can do some maybe marketing together. So that was the reason I planned the trip in mid-December 2019to Hong Kong.
And unfortunately, this disease broke out in December.
Well, while I was in Hong Kong, I was really happy because we have a new police chief took office, and he was really man business. So they cracked down a lot of the protesters, and we could go out shopping without worrying too much about the rioters around. At that time, we didn't know about this the virus around, so we were just doing our own stuff. We went on a cruise too, and we got on ship on December 22nd to Okinawa, to Philippines, back to Hong Kong, and landed back in Hong Kong on December 29th and stayed for a few more days and talked to more vendors and come back on January the 5th. After we came back, we were still discussing potential shipping more stuff for Valentine's Day, for Chinese New Year, for Mother's Day and stuff like that. And next thing we know is this virus broke out. So at this point, we don't know. I mean, we just keep our finger crossed.
And reading the headlines, the flights into Hong Kong have been curtailed. I think there's only like a third of the flights flying now. And the restaurants, that normally would be full are not.
Well, Hong Kong is a major hub transit point, just like Atlanta, and Boston and New York. So people are not allowing travel from China. I guess now is South Korea, is banned to enter Hong Kong, except Hong Kong resident. Even Hong Kong resident, when you go in, if you travel through China or right now through South Korea, you have to quarantine yourself for 14 days. So I look at some of the pictures my friend sent me when they pass through Hong Kong, and it's like a ghost town. In Hong Kong, Hong Kong airport used to be, a very busy airport. And I love the restaurant there because there are so many choices. And the price is almost the same like in town, it's not high price. So I look at it, I say, are you kidding me? I mean, it's like nobody around. So it's really bad.
Unfortunately, then what the sales have not materialized that you had hoped over the new year.
Well, like I said, first our Greek president increased the tariff, so China retaliate. Next thing is the riot. Third thing now, you have this virus. I mean, it's even more deadly. So it's we will see.
How are other businesses faring?
Well, half of our members are actually outside Hawaii, not all in Hawaii. They are all very worried because the production line in China, they are having hard time to staff the people. In fact, they have hard time moving the people into the factory. So it's a very difficult position for either importer and exporter right now.
You were traveling in Asia. What are your thoughts about the response in Hong Kong versus, let's say, Singapore or other places in Asia?
Well, of course, whatever you do, there are always some people who complain about it. I think Hong Kong Air could be a little bit faster because a lot of people said we should close our border. But it's very difficult for Hong Kong, which is smaller than the island of Kauai, and also an international trade hub, to completely close off the border. In fact, there are tens of thousands of people travel across the border to go to work. So it's very difficult. But eventually, Hong Kong did close off the border or put restriction for the people coming in from China. So far, there are not too many cases. The cases are increasing, not because they're infected by people from China, but because last week, there was a police retirement party. They have quite a few people. They spent 4 hours together, and all these 50 police officers are now in quarantine right now.
Right, so that's a concern just about the spread of it and and also, you know, going to other countries like we're seeing in South Korea, the outbreak over there.
And the restaurant business is hurting because right now people are afraid to sit around the table to eat. I mean, if you talk, you don't know. So restaurants are hurting. Hawaii restaurant is hurting. You know, Chinatown is hurting in Hawaii. And so is San Francisco. San Francisco is down by 50%. Hawaii, Chinatown, I talked to my client, is down by 30%. So it's the rumor going around. People are not comfortable.
They're just nervous.
Just nervous. You know, it's life and death because this kind of stuff is new. It's unknown, right? So especially for older people. And people are young or older, they hit them the hardest. I think even if the virus is under control or somehow you find a cure for it, I think it will take a little while for the business to ramp up. If lucky, we're probably looking at in August or September, the Moon Festival, which is like the Valentine for Chinese. We are just watching it day by day, you know, because the situation in China is under control, but the virus is popping up around the world right now. So you don't know how bad it could be. And I also worry about Hawaii too, you know, because we are so dependent on the air travel. Imagine if somehow people start shutting off like one country after the other, that because of the situation, they can come to the U.S., but they have quarantined for 14 days. Who want to come to Hawaii? They have to be quarantined for 14 days, right? That will be more worry about that right. situation.
Yeah, we saw the downturn with SARS, 9/11.
Yeah. SARS was more deadly, but it didn't last that long. Okay, but this one is passed from human to human. And you don't know, they haven't really identified what they call the source. They suspect they are source, but then when they are people transmit the disease in other places, they could not pinpoint where it came from. They could pinpoint some of it, but not all of them. So World Health Organization is working with China and other countries trying to find the problem. Or try to find a way to cure the disease.
Right, and so your concern is if there is any effect on our economy, that it doesn't last very long and it can bounce back.
Yes, you know, and we are so dependent on the tourism. So I'm more worried about here than the mainland because we are, you know, our tourism is basically our biggest, hire the most people in Hawaii. Yeah.
And so what are you telling your members?
I wish I have the crystal ball. I mean, I know companies in, I work in Asia, like a lot of like the jewelry store, like they have 100 stores, they close down like 40% of it. And one of the big cosmetic retail store called Sasa, they shut down almost one third of the operation. So a lot of the people, the wage earner, are losing the jobs. The restaurant are losing the jobs, the hotels, are laying off people. The hotel has like 40%, 30% occupancy. Hong Kong used to enjoy 80% occupancy. So it's bad, it's very bad. So they try to hang in there. That's all I can say, is they try to hang in there.
And your thoughts on how it's impacted the protests?
Well, the side effect is because of the virus, you know, the protester is not so aggressive on the street because they are afraid that they may pass it among themselves. So they still protest, but used to be protests in different districts at the same time. Now it's like very one place at a time, and it's more easy for the police to go after them. And they are catching arrest more than 6,000 so far.
Wow.
So I feel sorry for the kids. Because those kids had ruined the future because with an arrest record, it's very difficult to go overseas.
And so, gosh, you're just going to sit tight then and hopefully that this thing will ease up before August?
Yes, before August. Hopefully in a couple of months. I mean, China side is pretty much under control right now, but the other part of the world, that's what I worry because the way China control the disease, I know you can criticize them, but they can lock down a city of 11 million people. Try to lock down Pearl City.
right. to do. Yeah.
Right? They're not going to, they're going to scream.
We have been talking with Johnson Choi of the Hong Kong Hawaii Chamber of Commerce about weathering the political protests and now this outbreak of the latest coronavirus, COVID-19.